Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
I don't know if you're like me, but I've been driving down Central Expressway for the last several years, looking up at Campbell Center, those big gold buildings, catty corner from North Park, and saying, I station? Next time you do it, drive by, look at it. It's the letter I, station. I wonder, what is I station? Well, by golly, Richard Collins, Dick Collins is associated with it. He's chairman and CEO, and he's been in this community for a long time and a great philanthropist and a good businessman, so it must be something cool. We're going to find out right now. Richard Collins joins us. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David.
So tell I station, I don't know a lot about it, but I know you're involved in education and kids' education. And you're beginning to meld some of the technologies that have developed along with sort of conventional education?
Yes, that's correct. iStation stands for the Imagination Station. We've shortened it to iStation. So I was active in school choice issues, which means vouchers and charter schools for 25 years. Vouchers are a politically radioactive and unacceptable idea in the political system in America today. And charter schools have had a good deal of success and some failure. But everybody's in favor of the effective use of technology in schools. And so we deliver a curriculum and an assessment online with Disney quality animation for grades pre-K through the eighth grade, kind of ages 3.5 through 15.
And these are all kids that have grown up with iPads and iPhones around them.
Absolutely.
That becomes the natural outgrowth, I guess.
The world is electronic now, and kids are used to doing that. And the system itself is struggles with some of the technology features.
So your system is inside schools?
Yes, we sell to charter schools, to individuals, and to public schools. And we're in about 8,500 public schools in America in every state.
And so you're talking about the software. What about the hardware? Is this existing hardware, or do you sell that too?
Our network works on every device. If you don't work on every device, you're going to be unsuccessful in schools, because some schools have personal computers, some have Google computers, some have the Android device, some have...
You're agnostic.
We're agnostic to what the device is.
So tell me about, what do I learn? What lends itself to this? Are you going to teach me to read or geography?
We have reading, math, and Spanish. And the most, if a child can read, then the child can be of success in their lives. And so we deal mainly with struggling students, which is about half the student population in America. It works for all students, but we focus on struggling students. And so it's delivered with Disney quality animation, because if a kid goes to school and gets a book and doesn't get it, then don't give them another book and expect them to get it. So our stuff looks like what you see at the movies and on TV.
So what's your penetration rate? I mean, how many?
We've got about 5 million kids enrolled in our network.
5 million kids?
Yes.
How many kids are there? I mean, they get me more than many.
59 million, 60 million plus or minus from the pre-K through the...
So you're still a growth company. You've got more to go.
We got plenty of opportunity.
So do you... Why exclusively, or why are you targeting charter schools?
We don't charter. We charter everybody. Charter schools are just part of the public school system. Most of our schools are struggling schools all across the country.
It's a fascinating and logical approach. Is this a crowded field? Are others in this business?
We spend about $800 billion a year in education in all facets. So there's a lot of players in different parts of it.
How do you get the word out? How do you market this?
We sell directly to public schools, and of course your best advertisement is a referral. And you do all the normal advertisements and testimonials and things like that.
So how'd you get into this? Is this an outgrowth of...
Well, I was a school choice guy, and for vouchers and charter schools, and vouchers are politically radioactive.
Right,
and
right.
So I went to all the voucher guys, which are a bunch of middle-aged, rich, white guys, and so I said, well, let's do something to... let's create the greatest network we can, deliver it online inexpensively, and make it engaging and exciting for kids. And they said, no, we want them all to go to Green Hill or St. Mark's or elite schools like that, and that's just not practical.
So where do you start? Do you start with the technology, or do you start with the stuff that the technology is going to teach us.
You start with the network. So we built our own network. We have our own engineers. We have our own artist. Our chief of animation was a Disney guy and then worked for Don Bluth. He was the co-director of All Dogs Go to Heaven, Land Before Time, and American Tale. And he's a star, won an Emmy Award. And so we train a local artist and software engineers. Most of our kids come from SMU, University of Texas, University of Texas at Dallas, Texas A&M.
I'm glad it's homegrown.
We like having homegrown people.
So do you cross borders, or is this just available in United States?
Worldwide. We are in American Samoa, and we're in Korea, and we're in a couple other countries. We have a school in Nicaragua and one in Colombia.
Sounds like a full-time job.
We're busy. We're busy. But we try to create talent, and I hire people, and I try to hire top talent that can get along with everybody and let them do their work.
So where do you go with this? What's the game plan? When you and I are sitting across from each other 5 years from now, what are you going
to
be telling them?
I get to help kids. I get to help kids and make money and give money away. Couldn't get any better than that.
And they keep making more kids all the time, I understand.
Well, kids are out there. So
the pipeline's filling up for you.
There's lots of kids, and then there's a worldwide opportunity to learn English.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. So we now know the secret. Boy, you got a conspicuous space right there on Central Expressway.
Well, we like the space. Well, we had a child drive by and said, "There's iStation," and the mother stops, comes upstairs, and the kid comes into the office and wants to see. So
no kidding.
True story. We brought the kid up, introduced the child to me, took his picture with some of our characters, and walked him around. And so we have kids come tour our offices at least twice a month. Kind of disrupts everything, to be honest with you. But all the staff loves to see the kids come in there. Kids go, wow. And I let them sit in the boardroom and put their feet up on the desk because that's what the big shots do.
Now you know what Richard Collins has been up to. And he sounds he's busy. He's chairman and CEO of iStation. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.